Yesterday, the two biggest stories in New Jersey politics collided when a Bridgegate lawsuit landed before the appellate court of Judge Marianne Trump Barry, Donald Trump's sister. Today, the court announced she would not be on the three-judge panel to decide whether to release the names of the unindicted co-conspirators in the Bridgegate scheme. Judge Marianne Trump Barry is one of the top federal court judges in the country and one of the wealthiest, and her famous brother has been inextricably tied to that success. WNYC's Matt Katz introduces us to Trump's sister.
Marianne Trump Barry, the oldest of the Trump children, was the first Trump to go to college. She married a New Jersey attorney and was a stay-at-home mom until her mid-30s when she graduated law school and landed a job at the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey. It was the 1970s, and Marianne Trump Barry was one of just two women in a 62-lawyer office.
Scared every day of my life.
A scared Trump. Hard to imagine. The differences don't end there. Trump's big sister is a private person who has described Donald as P.T. Barnum. She has issued court opinions viewed as left of center on abortion and immigration. And yet, despite any ideological differences, the siblings are said to be close. After Marianne had foot surgery, Donald visited her every day in the hospital. In 1993, when Donald was broke, Marianne and their siblings lent him millions of dollars to keep his real estate and casino empire afloat. And this year, after primary election wins, he thanked her.
I want to thank my sister, Judge Barry, Marianne. Really great sister.
After her stint as a federal prosecutor, Trump Barry became a judge, a federal judge for the District of New Jersey sitting in Newark. Lawyers who know her say that despite getting an icy reception from the Bar Association when she was first nominated in 1983, she is now widely respected. David Latt, an attorney and founder of AboveTheLaw.com, which covers the legal profession, says that Trump Barry is known for her candor. She once chastised women who described flirtations from male colleagues as sexual harassment.
She told the audience something along the lines of, sometimes instead of taking offense at every little slight, you should just laugh it off, or you should tell the guy off, but you shouldn't treat yourself like a victim.
Latt says Trump Barry drinks single malt scotch and drives a red Jaguar. She also might be the richest member of the federal bench. But that's not why Latt long ago dubbed her a judicial diva. It's because of what she herself reportedly said after she was not named on an online list of the hottest judges in the judiciary.
So one of Judge Barry's clerks asked her, "Judge, were you upset to not make this list of super hotties when your colleague and good friend Judge Rendell did?" Judge Barry responded, "Hotness fades. Divahood is forever."
And yet this diva is known to slum it for lunch in the cafeteria at the federal courthouse in Newark.
She waited in line just like everybody else, but it was just kind of funny to see her because she dresses very well. She has this elaborate, almost architectural blonde hair, a little bit like her brother.
Trump Barry did not respond to calls to her judicial chambers for this story, but she previously told an interviewer that there was no question that her brother helped her get her judgeship. Trump mentor Roy Cohn, a Republican lawyer and aide to communist-hunting Senator Joe McCarthy, was likely involved. Cohn was plugged into the Reagan White House at the time, and she reportedly called to thank him after the appointment. Tom Kane Sr. was the Republican governor of New Jersey in the 1980s. He remembers it differently.
"I didn't know it was Trump's sister."
Kane got a call from a top Reagan aide. They were looking for a female Republican to appoint to federal court. So Kane created a screening committee.
"And they kept recommending the same person without talking to each other. It was a woman who worked for the U.S. Attorney's Office called Marianne Barry."
No one told Kane her middle name, Trump. Her political connections, though, would soon be apparent. As she sat on the bench in New Jersey, her husband, John Barry, worked as an attorney for Trump and his New Jersey casinos. In fact, his law firm, Wolf and Sampson, has been tied into the upper echelons of New Jersey power right through the Christie administration. Trump biographer Wayne Barrett says that's important for this reason.
"Literally, Marianne Trump, who's living on a federal judge's salary, which is not much to live on, literally her wealth depended foundation of the Trump casino empire.
Donald and Marianne's lives also became entangled in the 1980s when Donald Trump's friend Joey Wechselbaum was arrested for trafficking drugs. Wechselbaum lived in one of Trump's buildings, paying rents partially in cash and partially through services provided by Wechselbaum's helicopter company. Wechselbaum's company ferried high rollers to Trump casinos. Trump wrote a letter to the court seeking a lenient sentence for Wechselbaum. And then something unusual happened. The case got moved from Ohio to none other than Judge Trump Barry's courtroom in Newark. That shocked the investigator on the case, IRS agent Leo Ralphus.
In my career, I don't recall having any cases other than that one, which would have been transferred from one district to another.
Both he and the case's prosecutor, Anne Marie Tracy, told WNYC this change in venues was unprecedented and unexplained. A spokesman for the presidential candidate did not return a request for comment, and this matter never came up when in 1999, President Clinton elevated Trump Barry to federal appellate court for the 3rd District. Her name was recommended by Bob Torricelli, the state's Democratic senator at the time.
She'd been a respected district court judge in New Jersey. She was a Republican, but I thought in her cases had been fair, independent of the government, with a reputation of running a fair courtroom.
The former senator says he was never even lobbied by her powerful brother.
He actually never called me about it, even though we knew each other well for years. We never spoke about it.
But after the appointment, Donald Trump did call Torricelli just to say thanks. His sister's position helped Trump build relationships with politicians, lawyers, and the one-time top prosecutor in the state. When then-U.S. Attorney Chris Christie made a courtesy call to Judge Barry's chambers in 2002, she told Christie that her brother wanted to meet him. Shortly thereafter, the men had dinner, and that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.